In the news today, on China's National Day, Wednesday, pro-democracy student demonstrators in Hong Kong warned of much larger protests in the future. The demonstrators said the protests would grow if the territory's chief executive, Leung Chun-ying, did not resign today or tomorrow. Their movement is called Occupy Central. Some of the protesters booed as the Chinese national anthem played during a flag-raising ceremony to mark China's National Day. Others turned their backs to the flag. Lester Shum is the leader in the protest movement. On Wednesday, he said, "We will escalate the action if C.Y. Leung doesn't resign by tonight or tomorrow. We will occupy more government facilities." Protesters are demanding that the government in Beijing change its plan for Hong Kong's 2017 elections. That plan permits only candidates chosen by Beijing to seek election. Mr. Leung has said the demonstrators will force China to change the plan. A shell attack killed at least 10 people Wednesday in Donetsk, Ukraine. Reports said the shells hit a school playground and a bus nearby. It was the first day of the school year in Donetsk. No children were killed. Witnesses and city officials told Reuters news agency the four dead included two teachers and a parent. The local government accused pro-Russian separatists of the shelling attack. United States-led airstrikes hit a Syrian border town for a second day Wednesday. Kurdish fighters also fought to defend the area from Islamic State militants. The U.S. military confirmed three strikes Wednesday near Koban, also known as Ain al-Arab. U.S. officials said the attacks destroyed a militant tank, artillery, and an armed vehicle. Several weeks of fighting in the area has forced more than 160,000 people to flee. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson announced Wednesday that she will resign. The decision follows reports of another major security concern involving the agency. The Secret Service is responsible for protecting President Barack Obama and his family. A new report says an armed guard for a private security company got on an elevator with President Obama. The incident reportedly took place during the president's visit to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta last month. The guard used a cell phone to take photographs of Mr. Obama. The guard ignored Secret Service orders to stop. The Secret Service did not know at the time that the guard was carrying a gun. It also later found out that the guard had a criminal record. Several weeks ago, the Secret Service failed to stop a man with a knife from entering the White House. Now, words in the news. Boo, verb, to show dislike of someone or something by shouting boo slowly. Escalate, verb, to become worse or make something worse or more severe. Shell, noun, a metal container that is fired from a large gun and explodes when it reaches its target. Elevator, noun, a machine used for carrying people and things to different levels in a building.